My good sister wrote us, and this is how she captions it. She captioned her letter with this. He has the X on everything, okay? He has the X on everything. So this is how the letter goes. My man said he hated his ex because she cheated on him, but still has her on all his social media. He just recently took her off Instagram and Snapchat when I found out he had texts on, he had texts one of his old hookups. I introduced him to this app called Be Real when we were dating. And I discovered today that he has her, the ex, on that too. Does this sound like the behavior of someone over their ex? Good sister, no, he is not over his ex. Straight to the point. He is not over that girl, that woman. He is not over her by far. And I will caution you to pump your brakes right now in any, don't continue to pour or to invest in this relationship with this guy, okay? This man is not over her. I take special interest in the part of your letter where you said, I introduced him to this app called Be Real when we were dating. So you introduced him to this app. So that means he didn't know, according to you and what you wrote, about this particular app. So after you have informed him of said app, he then proceeds to upload pictures of his ex to the new app? No, he's not over her, sister. He's not over her. But I need you to be over him, because this is not going to end well for you. This is a man who's clearly not done with his ex, not over his ex, and not trying to be done or over her by far. The only thing you're doing is either you're the rebound or you're in the meantime. You're the in the meantime, in between time woman, and you're worth far more than that. But guys, if you're just tuning in, our good little sister wrote us to let us know that this guy that she's been dating, that she calls her man, we're going to use that term loosely, her man, she found out and she's been discovering that on all of the social media platforms that he's on, he's still got pictures of his ex everywhere. I don't think it was a problem until she noticed that one of the apps that he's now on, she introduced him to. And when he, you know, got onto that app, he brung along pictures, okay, of his so-called ex. Now, our good sister let us know at the beginning of the letter that when she got involved with this guy, he acted like he hated his ex because the ex allegedly cheated on him. That's why he hated her so much. But I caution you, any man that comes in strong like that with those strong emotions about someone that they've dealt with previous, but you're not seeing what they're saying lining up with their actions, you need to start just backing away and start, you know, noticing the red flags, okay? Noticing the red flags. Because if you hate her so much, then why do you want memories of her all over your social media? I understand it's your social media and you can do with it as you please. However, if this woman caused you so much pain and trauma and heartache, why is she still over your social, all over your social media? And why did you just sign up for this new social media platform and you drug her pictures and memories over there as well too? I'll tell you why, because he's not over her. You know, a few years ago when I started podcasting back in 2019, I actually have an entire podcast show entitled Are You Over Your Ex? And I detail about 10 to 20 different indicators of what would point to someone possibly not being over their ex and just wasting your time. without getting into that podcast show now, and I would encourage you to check out Diva Speaks Relationships podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Shameless plug, I know, but it's mine. This guy, sis, he's not into you. He's still mourning over her or trying to find ways to get back into her graces and to restore that relationship. You ask, and I'm letting you know. What you failed to tell me is if you are anywhere on the social media, are you listed, you know, as the person he's in a relationship with? Are there any pictures of the two of you on his social media platforms? I mean, you know, I don't know. You didn't really say. What you did point out is that she's all over the social media platforms and it's not making sense to you. You wanted to know, does this sound like the behavior of someone over their ex? No, it does not. And if I were in your shoes with a situation like this, I would call it quits. You don't get too many chances for me to know. Like you can't play in front of my face. Okay, you can't disrespect me in front of my face like that and I not do anything about it. Or, you know, he's really putting it out there without telling you that no, he's not over her. And don't be the rebound girl. Don't be the in the meantime, in between time girl. Know that you are worth more than that. But if you're just now tuning in, let me just go ahead and read the letter once more to let you know what our young good sister is dealing with. She says, my man said he hated his ex because she cheated on him, but still has her all over his social media. He just recently took her off Instagram and Snapchat when I found out he texts one of his old hookups. I introduced him to this app called Be Real when we were dating, and I discovered today that he has her on that too. Does this sound like the behavior of someone over their ex? And I give you a firm no, he is not over her. But you know, I missed that part where you said that you discovered that he was texting one of his old hookups. He's still looking and searching and sowing his wild oats. I would encourage you not to get serious with this guy. This guy's not into you as much as you probably would like for him to be. He's not there. And he's probably entertaining as many people as he can because he doesn't tend to get serious with no one but the one person that allegedly cheated on him, which is the ex. He wants his ex back. He's just buying time until she, you know, I guess the two of them have the conversation and make traction towards moving towards one another and getting together back in a relationship. This sounds like a man that's been hurt by a woman that he really loved. If she did, in fact, cheat. And he's just gonna, you know what? He's just gonna waste you and any other woman's time that he gets himself involved with until he gets back with her, because she's who he really wants. His actions is showing it. You know, a lot of people would say that not having your significant other or your spouse or whatever you wanna label the person that you are romantically involved with, whatever label you want to give them. A lot of people don't put a lot of weight on having them on your social media or, you know, letting the world know who they are. Or a lot of people will probably say it's not a big deal that she's still on his social media. A lot of people would say that and give a lot of pushback and say that's immature. Don't make a problem where there is none. But I say, if it's an issue for you, then it could create issues in the relationship, because I never want to minimize what somebody else value or they look at as something that's meaningful to them in their relationship. If that woman meant enough to him for him to put her on his social media, and if he's expressing how bad she hurt him, then why is she still there? There are people that do kind of leave, you know, things in place. They don't go through the trouble of erasing people off of their social media because number one, it's petty. Number two, they don't have the time. Number three, they're not interested. Number four, who gives a shit? You know, there are people like that. He could be one of those people. But I would encourage you to stop investing into this man emotionally. Stop pouring into that relationship. If you have to get some answers, then you need to have another try and attempt to have another serious conversation with this young man and ask him, what is it about your ex that you claim cheated on you and hurt you to that magnitude that you feel like she has to remain on all of your social media? And why are you attempting to hook up with people that you used to hook up with? You know, if you're not into me exclusively, or you don't want to, you know, work towards a committed relationship with me, then let me know. But I really think he's wasting your time. And I can tell you from personal experience, I'm just gonna get a little personal here. I have not, and nor do I plan to, and I'm talking about being just a married person. You can't have your ex on the page, on your social media page like that, unless it's in a family setting. Pictures of you and someone that you was romantically involved with that does not include children, and y'all are booed up, that can't be on your social media page where anyone can see it. I think that's a form of disrespect. That's just me. So I kind of know where you're coming from. I mean, you got to pick a lane, make a choice. Because, you know, if it bothers you, and it clearly it bothers you that he still has pictures of her all on his social media, then I would say, again, to reaffirm what I've already said, have the conversation with him, see how he responds, see if he's willing to take action to, you know, put this issue to rest or to bed. And if he is not, then you know what you have to do. You simply know what you have to do. You have to do what's best for you. You have to be in the type of relationship that does not cause you to feel inadequate or insecure when they are saying one thing and doing another. Because if a man is telling me that his ex did such, 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 and such, and that, and she's this, and she's that, and she's this, then why is she on your social media? Why are you getting new profiles on brand new platforms and still posting her? See, that would be a problem. So there it is, guys. That was today's letter, the letter of the day, from our good sister. I hope that, you know, I've given you some things to think about. And I kind of like agree with you, but you know, from my position where I sit, I wouldn't stand for it. Like, no, you know, unless, you know, it's a family picture because you had a life before me and you've got children and it's, you know, a family photo, Christmas photos of all of you together. That's cool. But you and let's just say you an old boo thing, or you an ex boo thing, booed up, I don't know, under the Eiffel Tower, taking a kiss on New Year's Eve, hell to the no. I would never stand for that, not in this lifetime, because I know that who I'm with wouldn't stand for it either. I couldn't have those type of images on my social media for the world to see, you know, and for my, you know, for my spouse, my husband to see, and it be, you know, it be okay with them. So you're in good company, girl. Do what's best for you, and don't invest any more time into this guy. Guys, my name is Angela Patariel. This has been Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. I want you to stay tuned and stay connected to wherever the Diva Speaks Relationships talk show airs, because I have a brand new series that starts tonight, okay, tonight on Access 21, and it's going to air for the first time. My show will air on my channel second. But tomorrow night at 10 p.m., it's going to air on the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. Tonight is going to air at 11 p.m. on Access 21's Roku channel, as well as Spectrum Channel 21 if you're in the Carolinas, AT&T U-verse Channel 99 if you're in the Carolinas. Check your local listings if you're not in the Carolinas to see where the Diva Speaks Relationships talk show airs. And if you have Amazon Fire TV, it will be coming to you soon. I will make an announcement when it will be airing over there. But for now, I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of Talk That Talk. Toodles.